This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Sunday demonstrations continue for the third straight week in Washington, D.C. and around the world. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled patriots, backed by far-right groups, gathered in the central part of the city over the weekend. France has seen angry protests over alleged racism in the security forces over the last several days. The protests have been given additional impetus by the death in the U.S. of George Floyd, with thousands turning out in Paris Saturday for a new protest that ended with clashes against police. The Human Rights Watch said French President Emmanuel Macron should identify concrete reforms to end racism within the police. In the southeastern U.S. city of Atlanta, protesters demanding action gathered outside a fast food restaurant, one that was set on fire Saturday night, where an African-American was shot to death by a police officer the night before. Rayshard Brooks was being questioned after falling asleep in the drive-through lane. He failed a breathalyzer and then a struggle ensued, according to authorities who say he was resisting arrest. They add when he ran, police shot him. The officer has been fired and another put on administrative leave in the case. Protesters demanding justice and systemic reforms erupted across the U.S. after George Floyd died last month. A white officer, Derek Chauvin, pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, even as Floyd said he could not breathe. The UN Human Rights Council will face many important issues when its 43rd session opens Monday. One of the highlights of the week-long meeting will be an urgent debate on institutionalized racism in the United States, underlined by the killing of George Floyd while in police custody. Geneva Director of Human Rights Watch John Fisher calls this a moment of reckoning for the U.S. The session was suspended in March because of COVID-19. From Washington, this is VOA News. Worldwide, more than 430,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 115,000 of them in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally is more than 7.8 million, and in the U.S., more than 2 million confirmed cases. Brazil now has the second highest number of deaths, followed by the U.K., Italy, France, and Spain. Brazil continues to have the second highest number of infections. Sunday, Iran reported over 100 new deaths in a single day from the new coronavirus for the first time in 2 months. China reported 57 new cases of the coronavirus Sunday, the highest daily figure since April, as concerns grew about a resurgence of the disease. A new cluster has been linked to a wholesale food market in South Beijing. Chinese authorities have locked down a lab and residential communities near the market, trying to stem a new outbreak of COVID-19. City officials say 45 workers at the market tested positive for the coronavirus, though they showed no symptoms. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Sunday the country will open its borders to country in the European Union's Schengen area June 21st. That's 10 days before previously announced. One exception, Portugal, where the border will open July 1st. Austria's economy minister said Sunday the country plans extra investment subsidies and tax breaks to help companies hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Companies that commit to investments in the next 6 months could get 14% of it back as a subsidy. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday the U.S. economy, the world's largest, is now, quote, in a recovery stage from the debilitating effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The coronavirus forced the closure of thousands of businesses, even as forecasters say unemployment figures will remain high for months. Kudlow told CNN, quote, I think we are on our way back. 2021 is going to be a solid, solid year. He indicated the $600 a week unemployment compensation supplement the federal government has been paying more than 40 million unemployed workers, in addition to the state jobless benefits, is likely to end as scheduled at the end of July. Today, U.S. President Donald Trump turns 74. An incident a day earlier in which he appeared unsteady on his feet has revived questions about his health as he heads into a grueling reelection campaign. Scrutiny of a president's health often intensifies during campaigning. A widely seen video from Saturday shows President Trump walking tentatively and unsteadily down a ramp after delivering a commencement speech at West Point. He tweeted the ramp was long, steep, had no handrail, and was slippery. Since Mr. Trump has regularly mocked the health and acuity of his presumptive election opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, the question of physical fitness could weigh heavily in the campaign. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.